former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan is weighing in on the 2024 presidential election. It's Tuesday, February 28th. We've made it to the end of the month. This is Wisconsin Today. Good morning. I'm Alex Crow. Coming up, Rich Kramer reports on a bipartisan proposal that would allow DACA recipients to become police officers in the state. And Rob Mentzer has a story about a food pantry in central Wisconsin, which has grown into a hub for social services. Stay with us.
You tune into Wisconsin Public Radio for news you can trust, conversations that draw you in, and music and entertainment that make your day better. The largest source of funding for everything you value on WPR is listener support. Join the team that makes WPR possible. Become a sustaining member. Make an ongoing monthly gift and share WPR with your entire community. It's easy to sign up at WPR.org.
Former U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says he'll support any Republican candidate in next year's presidential race except former President Donald Trump. Anya Van Wagtendonk reports that Ryan argued Republicans can't win with Trump on the ticket.
In interviews over the weekend, the former Republican congressman from Janesville said that he'll skip the Republican National Convention if Trump is the party's 2024 nominee. Ryan argued that Trump cost Republican seats in Congress. He told WISN-TV in Milwaukee that Trump will also cost Republicans critical swing states like Wisconsin in their bid for the White House.
We will lose this state again if he's our nominee, and I really believe we will win this state if we have a nominee not named Trump.
In response, Trump called Ryan a loser on social media. Trump won Wisconsin in 2016, but lost the state in 2020. Wisconsin is expected to once again be pivotal in 2024. Milwaukee will host the first Republican Party debate later this year and the Republican National Convention next summer. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A long-running summer camp for youth burn survivors in Wisconsin is looking for a new home. The Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin hold their annual Summer Camp for Burn Injured Youth, or what's known as Burn Camp, at Camp Timberlee in East Troy. The week-long program is free for kids who have experienced life-changing burn injuries. Michael Wass is executive director of the Professional Firefighters of Wisconsin. He says they were saddened to hear the owner of Camp Timberlee is closing the property on March 5th.
Bringing in 50 fire trucks for a parade and 200 motorcycles on bike night, you know, that's what makes Camp Timberlee, you know, pretty special, where, you know, we've been able to continue that same programming for the last 28 years.
But Wass says his organization is committed to continuing Burn Camp and that they've already been approached by 20 other camps about hosting. He says they've been working to connect more burn survivors to the program and keep campers engaged throughout the year. A bipartisan group of state lawmakers wants to change state law and let DACA recipients become police officers in Wisconsin. Rich Kramer has more.
Residents enrolled in the Federal Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program can become state troopers, game wardens, and corrections officers in Wisconsin, but state law specifically bars them from becoming police officers or sheriff's deputies. Democratic State Representative Sylvia Ortiz-Velez is co-sponsoring a bill to change that. She says DACA recipients are already able to serve in the Wisconsin National Guard.
We know that we trust permanent residents and other people that are lawfully able to work in our country to defend our nation, but we should trust them to protect our streets.
The bill is supported by the Wisconsin Chiefs of Police and Wisconsin Professional Police Association. A 2021 version of the legislation failed to pass by the end of the last session. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin has seen a steady rise of investment startups since 2017, and that activity extends beyond Madison and Milwaukee. A report from the Wisconsin Technology Council says the state saw a record $868 million of investment in 2021. That includes Northeast Wisconsin, which accounted for about 10% of the deals made. Green Bay-based Titletown Tech has become a major player in the region's investment landscape. Managing Director Craig Dickman says the firm's first portfolio helped three startups relocate to Wisconsin.
I gave them a better chance of success here in our region than it would have been if they stayed where they were.
Titletown Tech is targeting $80 million in investments in its second fund. The Wisconsin Technology Council is still working to gather data for 2022. Coming up after the break, Rob Menser has a story about how a food pantry in central Wisconsin has grown to serve the community in other ways.
You know you can count on WPR for news that's important, music that makes your day better, and conversations that make you think. We hope you'll make a financial contribution to support the radio service you rely on, and in fact, we count on it. The single largest portion of our budget comes from listener support. If you're not a member yet, make a gift of any amount today at WPR.org. Thank you.
And finally, a central Wisconsin food pantry has grown into a hub for social services and community. The Abbotsford Area Collaborative Team distributes food, but it also connects hundreds of families to healthcare and other services. And its leader says he's meeting more families every week who need help. Rob Menser reports.
Any IKEA in Abbotsford or no?
It's about 10 degrees in Abbotsford. Outside St. Bernard's Catholic Church, the Reverend Tim Odenhoven is talking with a man who's waiting in line for the food pantry. The man doesn't have a winter coat. Odenhoven tells the man he's welcome to go down to the church basement and pick out one of the coats there from the donations pile. Take what you need, okay? They're all for you. Odenhoven is the priest at St. Bernard's. For the last 3 years, he's also led the church's food pantry. Every Thursday, they distribute food to about 230 families in the rural central Wisconsin region. Odenhoven says the food pantry was initially a pandemic response.
We grew very quickly from the onset. I mean, it started maybe with 30, 40 families, with the federal aid boxes, the farm-to-family boxes, and then it just mushroomed to where we're serving 100, 150 families and 200 families. And the 230 we're at right now, it's going to go up from there.
Unemployment rates in Wisconsin have been at record lows, but Suzanne Becker says food pantries across the state have seen demand increase. She leads the Eau Claire-based Feed My People food bank and says many clients are people who have jobs.
Maybe they're the two parents who are working and they're paying their bills, but there's nothing left over at the end of the day.
The United Way has focused on the challenges of these families. They have incomes above the federal poverty line, but below the expenses of rent, food, and childcare. When the price of groceries or gas goes up, they feel the pinch.
There's no wiggle room, right? That's what we have seen. We've seen all kinds of families finding themselves in need for the first time.
Now, food pantries across the state are bracing for a new increase in demand. That's because in March, about 400,000 Wisconsin families will see a reduction in their food share benefits. During the pandemic, families received at least $95 per month in additional benefits from the federal government. In December, Congress voted to bring those additional benefits to an end. In Abbotsford, some families have another challenge. About half the population here are Latino immigrants, and many don't have legal status. Odenhoven is not Hispanic, but he's worked to build trust in the Latino community. He preaches two Spanish-language masses each week. He says he speaks more Spanish than English every day. And that wasn't the case when he came to Abbotsford 12 years ago.
It was very hard. Yeah, I started speaking pretty much no Spanish, and back then, most of them didn't speak any English. Of course, that's changed over 12 years now, as the people have been here longer. So we were all kind of new together. A lot of people had just arrived at that point, so it really was we're all in this together.
The food pantry has also partnered with H2N, a Wausau-based organization that promotes health equity. Isis Vidal with H2N has been coming to Abbotsford each week for more than 2 years. She and others help clients take care of health care or transportation needs. Vidal immigrated to the U.S. from Mexico more than two decades ago.
Now I know how those people feel, you know, like when they don't know, when they are new in town and they don't know who can help them.
So this is in my primary stack.
On a tour of the church, Odenhoven opens a confessional door.
This used to be a confessional. It's no longer.
It's filled nearly to the ceiling with boxes of rice, dried beans, cereal. He says operating the food pantry has been eye-opening.
I do believe that there was a need that we just didn't notice before, and it was that unheard need, and that's a problem.
Odenhoven is making plans to expand the kind of support residents can get through the church. This spring, the Family Health Center of Marshfield will be opening a permanent health clinic in the church's basement. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow. Our producers are John Davis and Bridget Bowden. Catch us wherever you get your podcasts every weekday morning. And don't forget, you can always find more news anytime at WPR.org. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.